You say you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I hope sometime this week that you will take the time to read the first six verses of Psalm 112. But on this morning, just to give a quick synopsis of it, the psalmist is talking about a man who fears the Lord. The primary subject of Psalm 112 is about a man who fears the Lord. When it comes to a person that fears the Lord, it says that that person is upright. That person has a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except by him. A person that fears the Lord is not only upright, they are just. Say that with me. Say, someone who fears the Lord is just. That's right. Words that are synonymous with just: righteous or upright. And I can say that a person that fears the Lord is just based upon the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 2, where it talks about Job was an upright man. He was a man that was blameless, or he strived to do what was right. He was holy. But then it says that he stayed away from evil and he feared the Lord. So a young person that fears God is just. Do I have any young people in here that are just or fear the Lord by a show of hands? That's right. I'm not saying you're perfect and you never will be. But don't be embarrassed. How many in here, you know you're just by a show of hands? You say you Christian. All right. Let's look at a couple of things that the Spirit of God wants me to highlight to make sure we understand as it pertains to what it means to be just. And these two particular things we have heard over and over and over, but we need to keep hearing it and get it down in our spirit. Because in days and times that we're living in, it's as if the people of God have forgot who they are. And you and I need to never forget who we are. Even in the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, there was a young man, or there were plenty of young men, but it highlighted a young man by the name of Daniel, who he was going through difficult times in his day and time. He was actually abducted by his enemies and taken to another country. But the Bible says, despite what he went through, he remembered who he was. He had purpose in his heart that he was going to be a holy young man despite what was going on in the land. Daniel was just. He remembered who he was. And young men, young women, you have got to remember who you are in God. Are you with me on this morning? All right, so let's look at just a few things on what the Bible says or teaches about being just. Let's go to Romans 1:17. Y'all scroll to Romans 1 and 17. And Romans 1 and 17 says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Let's say that last sentence, "the just live by faith." So when it comes to being a Christian, as a young person, a just person, we must live by faith. by faith. We must live by the word of God. God's word is written and it is revealed. And we must live by it. It's revealed from message to message or faith to faith. Young folk, what we hear at church from God's prophet, God expects us to live by it. He expects our opinions and beliefs to be based upon faith or the word of God. He expects how we talk to be based upon, help me out, the word of God or faith. And the choices we make be based upon the faith or the word of God. This is what we have to live by if you're just. Thank God for TV. Thank God for social media. But you can't live by that. You must choose not to live by it, even though it's readily accessible. You can pick up your phone and have access to so many beliefs, so many opinions. But as a just person, we are to live by faith. Are you with me? All right. And faith will challenge you. Faith will show you your sin. The word will show us where we come up short. And when it does, we should thank God for it, because those whom the Lord loves, he corrects. And we should just strive to put it into action. Are you with me? All right. Notice, if you will, another verse. Y'all ready? Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 9. Somebody listening. Y'all listening? Y'all receiving? All right, notice Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So once we get the message, or once we get faith, young people, God expects us to learn. God expects just people to learn from what they're being taught. He doesn't want us to be a hearer only, but what you hear should transform your life. You and I should be looking more like Christ and less like the world. Why? We being taught. We should talk faith and less how the world is talking. We should make choices not based on what's popular, but based upon what we have been taught. Hey, I know that's popular to do, but I've been taught what the Bible says. I don't do that right there. Man, I know everybody may be going there, but I've been taught. I don't go places like that. I'm just. I know everybody is watching that, but I don't watch that right there. I'm saved. I'm Christian. I have discretion. Y'all might inquire, but how many are understanding? Yeah, God expects us to learn from what we are taught. But how many young people have ever thought you knew something or learned something, but you still made bad choices? That was just evidence that you really hadn't learned. No, it ain't that you ain't been taught. Because we being taught, some of us still make bad choices because we have not, you haven't learned. And we don't ever want to be in the place to where we've been taught, but we still do what we know we have no business doing. Because God will make sure that we reap what we sow. Whenever you hear a message, you take something from that message and you apply it to your life, so you can not only be a better person, but because God expects you and I to learn from what we're being taught. After I teach you how to pray and you get up here, I'm expecting you to do it based upon how you've been taught. Once I teach you about money and show you what the scripture says, even though I don't get your paycheck, once you get your paycheck, you should do based upon what you're taught. Even though you may be close to your cousin or certain people, you don't allow them to influence you to do what they do. No, despite your relationship, you do what you have been taught. Why? You are just. And listen to me, young folk. There are going to be times to where you feel you want to do what you want to do. Man, I want to do this right here. I feel this. Man, I got a feeling I want to do this. And that's when you and I, we have to deny ourselves. See, if we're going to follow Jesus, the first thing we have to do is deny ourselves. Take up our cross daily and follow him. And see, I was talking to my family this week, as well as some other young people. When you look in the media, you look at TV, and you see what's going on in the world, you see a lot of people doing what they feel. You have access to it on your phone. You can see people are doing what we used to call, they just acting a plum fool. Not everybody, but some folk are just acting a plum fool. And based upon what's happening, you're going to feel a certain way. When you see injustice taking place in society, especially as a young person, you're going to feel a certain way. Man, how in the world did they kill so-and-so and nothing happened? And that stuff affects you. Am I right about it? Yeah. Especially when you see it happen time and time again. Man, why don't nothing happen to these folk? And they doing this right here. And the more you consume social media and media, you start feeling some type of way. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. You start feeling a certain way about yourself. You start feeling a certain way about different races of people, different people in society that hold different positions. And what you're seeing is a lot of people, not all, but you see a number of people, they're being motivated to do things based upon how they feel. We should never do that, young people. We should always move based upon faith or how the Spirit of God directs us. Are you understanding? Man, they going to Lenox, man. We can go up there and do such, 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 such. No, what do the Bible say? What do the Bible say? Well, man, they did me wrong. I'm going to do them wrong. What do the Bible say? Even though you're feeling some type of way. What do the Bible say? Matter of fact, I got to show you this. Y'all bear with me. Let me talk to somebody. Notice this. Romans 12:17. Again, we're talking about operating based upon feeling versus faith as a just person, right? Now, am I talking to anybody? Even though you saved, do you still be feeling some type of way based upon what's going on in the world? Always remember, we are just folk. We are in the world, but not of the world. We're not to be conformed to this world, Paul said, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Lord, all this is going on around me. What should I do? You remember the word. You consider the word, whether it's written or revealed. Notice this, Romans 12:17, repay no one evil for what? Evil. Good God Almighty. Repay no one what? Evil for evil. See, you got people out there now, they just doing evil because evil was done to them. Or they saw someone do evil on social media. And so now they feel like, well, they didn't want to listen. We going to do this right here. But as a just person, we have to consider God's word. And you'll have folks say, it ain't time to pray. It's time to tear this thing down. No, we ain't going to repay evil for evil. I remember God is sovereign. He in control. God going to always make sure folk get what they have been sowing. Whether they pay for it here on earth or when they leave earth. God is the final judge. The Bible teaches vengeance is the Lord's. Never get to the point to where you want to do evil just because somebody did evil to you. No, we live by faith. Are you with me? Now, this is what I really want to talk about. Romans 12, same chapter, 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. See, right now, man, there's a spirit of division in the world. There's a spirit of confusion in the world. There's a spirit of wrath in the world. There's a spirit of indignation. Wrath and indignation have to do with being violent, have to do with being angry, vengeful. That spirit, you can feel it. It's running rampant. And you see people being overcome. You got young folk that ain't never interacted with the police and they mad. What you mad for? Ain't even from the hood. You stay in the country and mad. Why? That spirit is trying to overcome you. Well, when was the last time you dealt with a police officer? I mean, I ain't, but I know that's how they looking at me. That's their spirit trying to overcome you. And see, we have to remember that. You have to be able to recognize, young folk, hold up, I'm just. Things happen in life, but I can't respond like a sinner. I can't respond like someone that don't have a relationship with God. I can't respond like someone that don't have the Holy Spirit. Is it messed up? Yes. Is it jacked up? Yes. Do it make you want to do something? Yes. But remember, we need to follow our omniscient God. Don't allow evil to overcome you. And let me tell you something. The more you watch social media, the more you watch the news, that stuff will get a hold of you. It'll get in your mind. You'll start. That's all you talk about. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, or we react. So if you keep flooding yourself with all this confusion, anger, division, all it takes is this much to push you over the edge. And you will be overcome with evil. But notice he closes out the verse. But overcome evil with good or the word. Overcome evil with the word. And you got these upset folk and crazy folk. It ain't time to pray. You ain't got to pray. What? You better pray before you get out here and do something you have no business doing. Consider God's word before you make a bad choice. I had a police officer text me over the weekend telling me that they had to go on 24-hour duty based upon this young person tweeting saying they need to go to a certain city and get the sheriff. Said, I got to go to work for 24 hours because these young folk out here are now threatening to do certain things. You have to be careful. You have to be led of God. We're just. Are you understanding? And I know some of you feel in some kind of way, but I'm giving you the word. And every statement I'm giving you scripture. Amen? So two things we learned about the just. We live by what? We live by faith. And God expects us to learn from what we have been taught. Now, when we look at our main verse, let's go back to Psalm. Y'all scroll back to Psalm. In our text, the psalmist again talks about someone who fears the Lord or who is just. And he gives three traits. And some of them I've been talking about, but I want to deal with them just a little bit more. First of all, he says a just person, number one, will not be afraid of evil tidings. Say that with me. Will not be afraid of evil tidings. See, the Bible talks about at least two types of tidings. Good tidings and evil tidings. Here the text says that folk that fear God will not be afraid of evil tidings. Afraid, fearful. Terrified, or get to the point to where you respond contrary to God's word. Afraid, fearful. Why? Evil tidings, messages, reports, or announcements. Just because you heard that message that came from that news reporter, it should make you afraid. Just because you heard that evil report on social media, it shouldn't make you fearful. Nah, I ain't going. Mm-mm, I ain't going. But you planned to go for 3 months. No, I ain't doing such and such. Why? I'm scared. Just person afraid of evil tidings. Isn't that something? You got folk won't even go to God's house because of evil tidings. Evil announcements. Evil messages. And you know what evil has to do? Well, that which is wicked or not of God. Evil tidings shouldn't make us afraid. Some of you stay with parents. You can look at them and say, man, my mama need to hear this. My grandmama need to hear this. You need to make sure they hear it because God did not give us the spirit of fear. Where do we get evil tidings from? Now, in scripture, good tidings came from angels and preachers. God told preachers to bring good tidings, and angels brought good tidings. So where do evil tidings come from? Wicked folk and demons. The Bible teaches that the devil, young folk, is the prince of the air. He's in control of the media here on earth. So it's primarily going to be what type of tidings? What type of news? Evil. They'll be on the air for a whole hour, and for out of that whole hour may give you a 15-second story of something positive, and the rest of it be straight evil, straight negative. But if you're just so in tune with that, you're going to tune out God's preaching. And that's what's going on. Folk are tuning out spirit-led preachers and the word of God because they are listening to evil tidings. And evil tidings ain't doing nothing but making them afraid. Making them afraid. Got folk afraid to move. The same way in the Bible, when fear gripped people's heart, they didn't move right. They were scared to do certain things. And preachers all through the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, had to constantly tell God's people, do not fear. Who in here can just be honest and say that these evil messages have dealt with you in some type of way by a show of hands? Yeah, you got to realize if it ain't a God, young folk, and you just, God don't want us living like that. God don't want us living like that. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. I know y'all listening. Is this helping anybody? Notice Psalm 91. I got it right here for you. Psalm 91 and 5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. You know what he's talking about? Whenever the enemy is attacking you, you still don't get fearful. See, we're going to be attacked. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to go through things. Paul told the Ephesian church, you got to have on the full armor of God so you can deal with the wiles or the attacks of the enemy. You're going to go through things, young folk. Things going to affect your mind, come at your mind, and so forth. But we should not allow fear to control us. Evil tidings. Should we be concerned? Yeah. But should we operate by fear? No. When you're concerned, then the Bible says cast all your cares on who? On the Lord. See, people are forgetting God care. He care. All we got to do is just, all right, Lord, you see what's going on? What I need to do. But don't ever get to the point to where as a young person or even an adult, we allow evil messages to control us. And that's what you see happening now. People are being controlled by evil tidings. Yeah, it's happening right before our eyes. It's amazing. And I told my boys and my wife, you know what the Bible says, and I'm moving on. It's going to get worse, young folk. That's what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that this is only the beginning. When you start seeing nation rise up against nation or race, kingdom against kingdom, countries, kingdom, or the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, or the church and Satan's kingdom, when they start rising up against one another, be not deceived. See, while everybody was looking at what's going on this week with the racial injustice, with the police injustice, you know what people haven't been talking about? What's going on in California. You know what's going on in California? The Supreme Court judges, they have passed a law to ban churches from having worship service. What do you call it? Kingdom against kingdom. So everybody over here looking at this, but the enemy over here starting in California. No, we banning. You can't even go to a house to worship. And that's against our constitutional right to gather for religious expression. It's happening right now. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Be not deceived. So we have to have control over our spirit. That's what the proverb writer said. Just because we hear things by day, hear things by night, we don't need to be afraid. Turn them notifications off if it's evil and it's getting to you. Waking you up out your sleep. Oh, Lord, they at it again. Oh, God, they at Cheesecake Factory. Lord, have mercy. What in the world is going on? If it's messing with your mind that much, turn it off. Turn it off. Evil tidings. Don't let it get a hold to you. Then he goes on. Y'all learning? Is this helping anybody? Then he says, a just person has a steadfast heart. Young folk, we have got to have our thinking, talking, and our behavior. That has to do with our heart. It needs to be steadfast, unmovable. Our heart needs to be fixed. That look, I'm saved. I ain't backsliding for nobody. I'm staying in the will of God. A steadfast heart. Did you not know the Bible says that Jesus will not come back? He will not come back until there is first a falling away. People gonna backslide like never before. People gonna leave God. But you and I, we have to be steadfast. No matter what go down, I'm gonna endure until the end. I'm gonna praise you, Lord. I'm gonna pray to you. If I got to mail my money, I'm still sending your tithe and offering to your house. I got a steadfast heart. See, everybody wants to talk about the evil that's going on. But what an opportunity we have to let people know about Jesus. When people, man, what you think about such and such? What you think about such and such? Man, that's why you got to be saved now. That's why it's important to have a relationship with Jesus. What a perfect opportunity. Letting others know, I'm steadfast. You still going to church? You still listening to that preach? Yes. Why? Because the Bible says as the day of the Lord approaches, so much the more we should gather together to hear God's word. Got to be steadfast. Got to have made up in your mind, Lord, I'm living for you. Because it is going to come a time where saints are delivered up and killed for naming the name of Jesus. It's happening in other countries. It just ain't started happening over here yet. But that Bible, right? Look at somebody say, Pastor Baker love to say that. Y'all didn't even say that. Say, Pastor Baker, he love to say that. And it's a true statement. Say, that Bible is right. It's right. Even if you don't amen it, it's still right. But we got to be steadfast. Young folk, you got to make sure you got a prayer life. You cannot afford to call yourself just and you ain't praying every day. It's too much going on. Too many voices out there. You have to make sure that you know your shepherd's voice. People are forgetting their shepherd's voice. They're forgetting what they're being taught. And they start doing what is in their own heart. And we learned last week or the week before, we should not trust our own heart. You got to be steadfast, young folk. You got to be in that word. It's getting real out here. It's getting real. And I'm going to say something. Some of y'all, it's going to make some of you mad, but it's just the truth. Our biggest opposition ain't going to come from folk that's outside the church. Oftentimes, our biggest opposition is going to come from folk in the church. You even have to let your brothers and sisters know. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I ain't going there with you. I'm going to be steadfast. Woo! Look at somebody say, you got to be steadfast. That's right. Got to be fixed. You have to be careful of who you listen to on TikTok. Because you got folk out here preaching stuff and telling young folk stuff on TikTok that ain't got nothing to do with the will of God. And folk are starting to doubt their salvation. Why? Because they said on TikTok. What kind of spirit can get you to backslide to where they can talk to you on TikTok and get you out the will of God? TikTok spirit. Ain't that something? Now, we laughing and I'm making it comical, but it's serious. Because people are setting up on social media and they saying all kind of stuff. And they praying on folk that are not steadfast when it comes to the things of God. One of my sons this week had to brought me something on one of the social media. Matter of fact, it was TikTok. This guy was preaching about or talking about heaven and what it was going to be like. And I was halfway listening. I was like, he sound right. My wife was like, no, he ain't. You need to listen to that again. We went back and listened. He was using scripture, but he was using it out of context, messing folk up. You got to be careful, young folk. Then I had another young person tell me they heard something on TikTok by a certain group of people that y'all have asked me about before, the black Hebrew Israelites asking you stuff. They said, well, is this true? Is that true? I said, Lord, have mercy. We've been taught you have to be careful. You have to be careful because we have to be steadfast. Have you forgot that the enemy walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour? When they come your way, you're going to be steadfast or you're going to be easy. And finally, he says here, we must have a trusting heart. Notice in the text, again, y'all still with me? A trusting heart. Are you with me? What kind of heart? A trusting heart. Someone who trusts the Lord, they rely on the Lord, have confidence in the Lord. They stick to the scriptures. They stick to the scripture, whether it's written or whether it is revealed. I'm trusting God. I'm relying on salvation that comes from Jesus. That's how we have to be, young people. We're not afraid of evil tidings. We're steadfast in our heart and we're trusting the Lord. What does the Bible say in Proverbs 3:5 in part? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your what? Own understanding. That's it. I don't understand everything. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I don't have an answer for everything. Yeah, I'm just not that smart. I'm not that smart. But I serve a God who is all wise, all knowing. He's omniscient. And if I acknowledge him, he'll direct my path. Some folks just want to argue. He'll direct. Don't even get into it. They want to argue. Just leave them Leave them alone. You done tried to tell them. They won't listen. Just leave them alone. That's smart. That's wise. What type of heart should we have, young folk? A steadfast and a trusting heart. Y'all got it? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.